for WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Governor Northam lays out his agenda to the General Assembly, which quickly kills the new governor's proposed gun restrictions. Meanwhile, competing parades in Lexington, marking both Lee Jackson Day and the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, went off without a hitch or violence over the weekend. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, January 16th. Virginia's new governor is at work in Richmond this week trying to accomplish something that eluded his predecessor. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope is at the Capitol with the latest.
During a rousing speech to a joint session at the General Assembly, Governor Ralph Northam told lawmakers his top priority is expanding Medicaid to 400,000 Virginians who live in poverty or with disabilities.
The proposal currently before us will create tens of thousands of new jobs, save the Commonwealth more than $400 million over the biennium, reduce the strain on rural hospitals, and help combat our mental health and addiction crises. As a physician, I believe that expanding Medicaid is a matter of basic economic justice.
Republicans have stood in the way of expanding Medicaid for years, although this year may be different. Some Republicans say they're willing to work with Democrats on the issue, although Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox has his reservations.
The problem with the governor's speech is he acted as if you pass Medicaid expansion, every health care problem is going to be fixed. And I think that if you look at other states, that has just not happened.
One important point here, though, Republican House Appropriations Chairman Chris Jones says when the General Assembly session is over, more people will have health coverage than when it started. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.
Hundreds spent Martin Luther King Day on Capitol Square to lobby their lawmakers on a variety of issues, including gun rights and gun control. At the same time, the Senate Courts of Justice Committee killed dozens of bills that would expand background checks and further limit where and how firearms may be carried. From our partner station WCVE in Richmond, Craig Carper reports.
Republican Delegate Ben Klein spoke at a gun rights rally. He's the new chairman of the House committee that hears gun bills, following the defeat of former chairman Scott Lingenfelter.
We are sure that we are going to carry on his legacy by making sure that every single gun control bill that comes before the Militia Police Committee dies a sudden and quick death.
At another rally later in the day, Governor Ralph Northam made the case for the additional regulation of gun use.
What about the over 1,000 individuals that lose their lives each year in Virginia to gun violence? Why don't we all stand up and say enough is enough?
One bill to ban bump stocks, like the one used in the Las Vegas shooting, has been referred to the Senate Finance Committee.
From the state capitol, Craig Carper, WMRA News.
Just a little over 5 months after the deadly Charlottesville protests in August, 1 hour away in Lexington, both Confederate and rainbow flags flew this weekend as two different groups celebrated the Virginia State Lee Jackson holiday and the National Martin Luther King holiday. WMRA's Faith Pinu has the story.
Confederate stars and bars rippled through Lexington on Saturday as people in war regalia and period costumes marched in the yearly parade honoring Generals Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson. Yesterday, the streets again filled with marchers, these carrying a rainbow assortment of signs honoring civil rights leader Martin Luther King and proclaiming justice, equality, and peace for all. This year, extra precaution was taken to ensure that both events happened peacefully. City Council member Marilyn Alexander said that nobody wanted a repeat of what happened in Charlottesville.
As soon as that event took place in Charlottesville, we immediately started the think tank about what if.
State police and forces from several surrounding localities joined Lexington police in swarming the streets over the weekend. Field Commander Lieutenant Michael Frost said he spent hours creating contingency plans, but in the end, the weekend's events went smoothly.
I think both parades went exceptionally well. There was no major hiccups. Everybody got along well, and the resources that we had in reserve were not needed, so I think it went as well as it could actually go.
According to the organizer's website, members of the Sons of Confederate Veterans, the United Daughters of the Confederacy, and other Southern historical organizations have gathered every year since 2000 to commemorate the two generals buried in Lexington. These annual rallies are also in part a protest of a decision by Lexington City Council in 2011 to ban the Confederate flag on city-owned property. Barry Eisenhower, spokesperson for the Virginia Flaggers Group, said this was his eighth year coming to Lexington from Richmond.
that's what we do. We come here and honor them because they were great civic leaders as well as military leaders, spiritual leaders. So we come here to honor them because we honor our American veterans.
Attendees on Lee Jackson Day emphasized that the focus of their parade was history, to remember the generals for their contribution to the war. Tim McCurry from Morristown, Tennessee, wore full Confederate gray uniform and carried a replica of the first Confederate national flag. He said he marches to keep the history and education of the Confederacy alive.
I don't associate with white supremacists or those that stand up for quote-unquote the white race. That's not my thing. It's not what the Confederate veterans themselves would have stood for or would have believed in.
For others, the weekend offered an opportunity to take a stand for a Southern identity. Creighton Lovelace, a pastor from North Carolina, spoke at the Lee Jackson Day Memorial Service and urged his audience to stand up for a Southern heritage that he said is being erased.
We are under ethnic cultural cleansing is what we're seeing. Either the South is writhing and screaming and hollering because either A, she is being reborn, or B, she is on her deathbed dying. And I will not be quiet about it.
You guys, you filled the whole street. You're amazing.
The Martin Luther King Day Parade was created by the Lexington organization Community Anti-Racism Effort, or CARE. The group started in 2016 as a grassroots response to Ku Klux Klan recruitment in the city. Robin LeBlanc, a founding member of CARE, said they marched for King and for love.
I think this is his spirit right here, right? I do. You just put your body in the street with no intention of violence, and you just stand there representing your commitment to justice and equality and inclusion for all. And people did it, and I think he would have been thrilled to see the diversity of the crowd.
Last year, CARE applied for a permit that allowed them to hold their parade at the same time that the Sons of Confederate Veterans Parade usually takes place. This year, the city gave each group a permit to hold the parades on separate days. Here's another CARE founding member, history professor T.J. Talley.
Last year was an extraordinarily important parade where we needed to sort of take up space that had been sort of historically taken away from us and to really state this is what our community is. This is not about people coming from out of town and sort of making Lexington against its will about Lee Jackson Day. This is instead a ground-up community-based event that says this is who we are and what our values are.
Still, participants in both the Lee Jackson and Martin Luther King Day parades agreed that there is room for both groups to honor their heroes. Here's Dami Lawal, a Washington and Lee University law student at the King Parade.
I do think that the fact that both of them can happen shows the strength of America, right? We're acceptable of things, even if we don't agree with it.
And Lillian McCurry, a Lee Jackson Day marcher from Morristown, Tennessee. She said that if she didn't have work, she would have stayed in town to march in the King Parade, too.
You can say Lee Jackson Day, and you can say Martin Luther King Day. It's not a crime. You know, you don't have to be on one side or the other.
For WMRA News, I'm Faith Pinu.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Tuesday.